Town Improvement Committee meeting for January 6, 2014. I'll come to order. Please turn off our silent electronic devices. Ms. Bourgeois, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rouse.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Meisler.
Here.
Attorney Costa. Mayor Norman.
Here. Minutes for the meeting from December 9, 2013 in your package. If you have any corrections, let us know. But it'll be on the agenda next time. Consideration. Committee reports, discuss police station plan change number 4. You might ask why it's plan change number 4. That's because plan change 1, 2, and 3, were rejected by the architect. So they never made it to us. So that's just a numerical thing. It's actually our very first one. This is the one that I sent you an email on for the raising of the slab on the, in the back. It's one of those things that it would be, I think is best, and they built it according to what the spec said, which was 1 foot higher than the surrounding ground. It would be much better if we raised it up, so I think all of you are aware of that, and Councilmember Meisler and I toured it and he didn't have a problem with it, so unless there's any discussion we'll have on this in the next time for approval. Police station construction update. From the day these guys got to go ahead to work until today, they have had really, really bad weather. They've been struggling. They've been trying. Every time it rains, they let it dry out for a day, and they're back out there hitting it again, and then another couple of days go by, and they get hit with rain again. So they put in underground water and the sewer lines and things like that. They've got some work done, but they're having to shut down a lot. Until they get that slabs poured, it's gonna be hell out there. But they were out there working again today, so we'll hope for the best. But one thing I must say about this job that's very encouraging is we seem to have an architect who's on top of things. He's not. Some architects have a tendency to design it and say, you know, let me know if you have a problem. But they seem to be on top of everything, and they're very interactive with the contractor. As I said, they've submitted 4 change orders, and the architects rejected 3 of them. So with another one coming through, I'll probably credit to us. So I'm very pleased with the fact that they're on top of things. They keep us informed that they've got the ball. So I think they're doing a good job so far, from what I can tell. Any questions or comments on the construction? I'm sure they're behind schedule, but their schedule is very ambitious. We're not schedule driven. I mean, we take the station whenever it's built, but they are very schedule driven. The contractor wants to finish as fast as he can. So I think it's going okay. I don't have anything else in public works that I'm aware of.
Attorney Acosta, come in at 6:32.
Planning and zoning, discuss variance requests for Erica and Chris McVeigh, 2508 Orleans Quarters Drive. Another one to build a fence in their backyard. I don't even have a sketch. It's just that they have permission to build a fence over the servitude. The planning commission has already given plenty of recommendation to do it. I don't have any problem with it. I'll put an agenda for next time unless somebody has any questions, but it'll be the usual, you know, have to maintain the drainage, the standard stuff. It will be any different from anybody else's. Meeting minutes from December 18 meeting, discuss final plat show and resubdivision of parcel land, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, with Mr. Guerrero for Shirley Boudreaux Guidry. That was the variance request. Lead us, you here to talk about that?
Oh, yes, sir.
Everybody's got a sketch, I think. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Cletus Langlois. I came here to survey us on behalf of Ms. Shirley Boudreaux. This is a family lot, and we're dividing off the piece in the back for our daughter and them to build a house. The dark residence you see on there is going to be the proposed residence. We're putting in a servitude of passage to the rear. The only variance we need is the existing wellhouse that exists right in front, right, this little point right here.
That's a 12.3 by 9.1 shed?
Right. Yes, sir. Right here. And so it's inside the building line. And it's an existing little shed that houses an old water pump. And this is an existing building right now that exists now, and then it's going to tie it to the house. They have a pool table and a few other little things in there, so it'll be tied to the house. So that's the only variance we need, is just that that little shed right there will be in the setback line.
Okay, and it was favorably recommended by the planning board, so.
I just have one question. Please, is it going to be like a front to the house?
Yes, ma'am. The front of the house is going to be okay.
Okay, that's what I figured.
The right of way is on the.
The right of way is right here.
Up against the edge.
Next to the property.
I just have one question for Tom also. The statement in regards to the servitude that goes through SBG1 to access SGB2 says a 30-foot predial servitude of passage and utility servitude shown is for the perpetual use of the property of owners of lots SGB1 and SGB2. Is that statement good enough to ensure that the second lot will never be landlocked? In other words, if the guy who owns the first one has a falling out, or should it say in
a predial servitude goes with the property.
Okay, so
it's not the person.
So the answer is yes, it does.
Yes.
That's the only question I have.
The predial goes with the property.
Excellent.
The property owners would both have to agree to change it.
That's why we went with those, Mr. Don. So we shifted it out about
Yeah, I know that's different from what we used to put on.
Yeah, we shifted it about 4 or 5 years ago because we had some attorneys, you know, access to do that. And then, you know, once we threw the definition of it and stuff like that, it's a little bit more binding than just a regular servitude fact.
Yeah, we just didn't want to get a situation where they could have a falling out and, you know, stop.
And that's why we do it, yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, we'll be on the agenda next.
Thank you.
Discuss revised final plat for River Mill Reserve for second filing.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Steve Lee with Data Engineering. On behalf of USFD Homes, we subdivide by 14 to 23A.
But Jim told us if he didn't come personally that we shouldn't approve it.
I'm going to speak with Jim. I'm going to call tonight. DSLD is doing the larger homes on these lots, so they had to increase the lot size by 3 foot each and eliminate one of the lots.
And also, and this is also a revocation of the servitude.
Yes, sir. There's a servitude.
That's all in one suite.
Correct.
I think you said they did away with 19.
Yes.
They took 19 and added to 18.
So you turned 9 into 8, is what you really did.
Yeah.
Actually, 9 lots. 10 into 9, yeah, that's right.
DSLD the actual owner?
Yes, they own the property.
Okay. Because the first one we did was for somebody that wasn't the owner. That later came in.
Right.
I'm not familiar with that. I just know this current one. DSLD purchased the property previously, and they want to build large homes on the lot, so it requires a large size of lots.
Yeah. Any questions? Comments? Other than the fact that Jim's not here? You tell him, when you get back, tell him I heard the reason he wasn't here because he was out on a recruiting trip.
Okay. He informed me about the cheaters earlier today.
Yeah.
You can tell him I said if he wasn't here because he was fishing, that's all right.
Yes, sir.
All right. No other questions. We'll have it on the agenda for next Monday for consideration by our council.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Now, you're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting. It's going to be very interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to really enjoy it.
I live all the way in Huntington, so I don't know why you have to
come. Oh, my God.
Small travel every day.
Yeah. No kidding. Well, traffic too. All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Top three derelict buildings, all of them are in progress. I haven't really checked on them, so I'm derelict in my duty, I guess. But I assume during Christmas holidays they put in copious amounts of time on these. So I expect some of them to start dropping off before very long. I really don't have a good update. Everything else seems to be okay. Discuss planning and zoning appointment to replace Rosa Stelly with Wayne Broussard. Wayne is a guy who lives on my street. He's one of the members of the homeowners association. He's been very vocal in his dislike of the way the planning commission and the council does their business, but I know Wayne. Wayne is he's willing to be fair about things. He didn't hit me up for it. I hit him up. He wants to contribute to the community. His only concern is that he doesn't know enough, and I said that's a good thing, because you can, as long as you've got chapter 19 in front of you and you're willing to work at it, then I'm game. He's willing to do it, so that's my recommendation for me. Does anybody know Wayne besides me? You know Wayne?
Is he moved here recently?
No, he's only lived here as long as he lived in Orleans Court, which is like 7 years, 6, 7 years, whatever.
His brother lives back there.
His brother was the guy who used to run the golf course.
Emery, okay.
Emery, yeah, that's his brother.
He lives on Orange.
And, so he and I have had exchanges of information, shall we say, in my subdivision, but he's very,
he's one of the people that speaks to you.
He listens. He actually listens and he actually talks to you. You know, he doesn't just talk about things. So I told him, he came to see me, we talked about it. And I told him, frankly, one of the reasons I'd like to have him is I'd like somebody from that group back there to be involved so they can see that it really is on the up and up, that people are trying to do their job the right way. That's not what they think it is. So that's my, I like Wayne. I mean, he and I don't agree on a lot of things, on some things, but I like Wayne. So anyway, that'd be my recommendation. Finance Committee, review December bills. Questions or comments? Yeah, we didn't do a lot of spending. We didn't do a lot of out of ordinary spending, I should say. No, that's good. So we get it, we bought, that was a little expensive, but whatever. I guess nothing's gonna look like a lot of money when we spend any chunks of money on that station. $150,000, that's another $150,000.
Do you have a feeling yet for how quick the state's gonna turn around invoicing on reimbursing us for the?
This last one we sent out for $151. It went out December the 6th, no, December the 9th. And we got it today.
A month, 30 days.
That's really not bad.
Yeah.
At this time of year, too.
I think they're pretty, I think we got feedback from Tom Holder and all, they're pretty good about that. Yeah. They're real, and I'm glad they are, they're real sticklers for like detail, like make sure that the money's been approved properly and all that, you know, make sure that the right people have signed off so that once they pay it, they'll pay it. They don't have to, you know, worry about us coming back at them or whatever. I haven't had a negative experience with them. They're very detail oriented, but you know, Wayne is the same way, so those things fit very well together. So, you know, Wayne likes that. He likes to have his paperwork right, and I like to have paperwork right, and they do too. So everybody's, you know, I don't have a problem with the way they do it.
It doesn't always go that way.
No, you know, of course, I got a nuclear plant background, you know, and so paper is important to me because, you know, if it doesn't say it on paper, it's just not true yet. And they're the same way, you know. Any questions on the bills? Comments? Okay. Moving on, set a minimum price for the sewer jetter. Wayne has been trying to get the guy who sold it to us to give us an idea of what that price would be. It just hasn't happened. I'm not gonna say he hasn't done anything, but it just hasn't happened. We're going to suggest $5,000 as a minimum, unless between now and next Monday we get an answer from him. He resent the information to him today. I thought it was kind of funny. Richard Sonia with the parish called us today and asked if he could borrow ours. Apparently theirs broke down. We have a brand new one. The man that thinks brand new, you know, we hardly used it at all, but you know, it's, we let it go. They didn't come pick it up, but we told them they could use it. So it's going to be $5,000 unless we can get a better number from the vendor. And we'll try to sell it. He says there's a market for those things out there. We'll see. That auction didn't look good. I don't know if we might do that again. I believe, my personal belief is the pumps and some of the equipment that's on there is worth money. Even if you don't, you need a jet or the whole thing, and you know, so it might be worthwhile at the auction. Yeah.
A new one.
Yeah, we got a brand new one. We got a brand new one.
Like, would you like a jet?
Yeah, it starts with it. All right, personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation committee, I'm not aware of anything. Police committee, I don't have anything. Ned, you got anything? Governmental affairs, I'm not aware of anything. Other matters, I'm not aware of anything. Mayor's report, I have one item. I attended the annual Lukeville reading program they have like right before Christmas. I love it, man. That's a good thing to do. You want to read to the kids, but it's fun. Remarks of personal privilege, anyone? Announcements, Fire District 2 meeting will be on January 13th at 6 p.m. right here. It's next Monday. Town Hall will be closed on Monday the 20th for Civil Rights Day. And Landmark and Heritage meeting will be the 27th of January at 6:30. Do I hear a motion adjourned?
Move.
Ms. Andre, second. Mr. Rhodes, all those papers say aye. All those opposed, nay.
6:45.
Here, Jones.